I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live, not from Atlanta, Georgia. I am coming to you live from our nation's capital. I'm coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Shout out to everybody tuned in and listening all over North America. You could be here in D.C. You could be back home where I live in Atlanta. You could be hanging out in New York right now with super producer and host Dave Shepard. You could be in California. You could be in Milwaukee. You could be going to work. Leaving work. You could be holding it down. I'm going to hold it down with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You want to talk to me? It's simple. We have paid our bills. I ain't paid the bills, but somebody paid them. The phone lines work. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You want to holler at me? I'm on the internet. The place where people waste their time. The people where people scream and get drunk and they need somebody to yell at, so they go on social media. They root for their teams endlessly. Yeah, I'm there too, minding my business. I am at JR Sport Brief. If you follow me at JR Sport Brief, you will already know everything that we're going to discuss tonight. Won't be that difficult. Hey, by the way, it is Thursday. There's a football game going on right now, this minute, this second. The Seattle Seahawks lead the Dallas Cowboys at halftime, 21-20. These Seahawks are serious. I mean, they got a record of 6-5 right now. If they go down to 500, they might as well be cooked for the postseason. And the Dallas Cowboys, there were so many conversations about, oh, man, are the Dallas Cowboys, are they looking too far ahead? Are the Dallas Cowboys, ignoring what's going on with the Seahawks and thinking too far ahead about, I don't know, Philadelphia? Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But right now, Seattle leads 21-20. This game, quite frankly, much more important to the Seahawks. If they fall to 500, they can kiss their asses goodbye. Not that I think they're going to do anything in the postseason anyway, but you might as well get there if you can. And so we'll keep you up to date on Thursday Night Football as the night continues, and we have so much more to get into. It's another big game tonight. Now, who am I fooling? It's not a big game, but it's a growing name in the world of sports. Angel Reese is back playing for LSU. She's returned. We don't know why she was gone. We don't know what the hell the deal is, but Angel Reese is back. Joe Flacco's been elevated. It looks like Joe Flacco might play quarterback for the Browns. We got a couple of NFL games that have been flexed. A couple of television partners have said, we don't want to put that trash on the air. Can we get a different game? And the NFL has acquiesced. So I update you on that. There is a game that I do want to see this weekend. Couple of games. Kansas City in action and Green Bay. Got Philly, San Fran. There's a couple of games that I want to watch. Bronny James has been cleared to go get it out there on the basketball court. Deion Sanders named Sports Person of the Year. And then there's so much that came down the line. I want to get this out the way, the negativity. I'm going to tell you what it is in a second. But let's talk to a positive person before we do anything else. super producer and host Dave Shepard. How are you?
I'm doing well, JR. I don't know if I'm all that positive these days, but thank you for the kind words, man. How are you, my friend? How's DC treating you so far, by the way?
Well, I didn't get mugged yet. Nobody accosted me on the street. I'm not running for office. Everything up here is dead. The plants and everything outside. It got dark early. So DC is nice. It's wonderful.
You know, I'm glad you're there because they haven't had a lot of excitement when it comes to sports these days.
Well, you want to go down the list?
I mean, Commanders, Wizards,
ugh.
Nationals. Ugh. Yeah.
At least the Nationals got young guys for a future.
Right. And I mean, thank God Ovechkin's still there, but how much longer does he skate, you know? So it's like there's really not much to be excited about with sports in D.C.
Jordan Poole is not exciting the fans here in D.C.?
No. We talked about Jordan Poole more for what he was in terms of being a victim than he does actually what he, you know, court-wise. So let's just be real about that for a second.
For the rest of his life, will he be a victim?
Well, no, he's gonna be like Frederick Weiss. Like, he's gonna be the guy that goes down in infamy.
What?
When you think about, well, Frederick Weiss was a really good basketball player, but we all know him for the guy that got dunked onto the Olympics by Vince Carter. Jordan Poole is gonna be the guy that got completely sucker punched by Draymond Green, and ultimately the team thought less of so poorly of the guy who got punched. They got rid of him versus the guy that actually did the punishment. So,
well. Jordan Poole is the latest loser to be sent to D.C. He's not the only one.
Yeah.
A lot of losers here in this town.
That's fair. I'll give you that much. But it's unfortunate times in sports in D.C., so I'm glad that at least they have you there for the next couple of days.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm happy. I love it here. I actually do. But it'll be nice to go back down to Georgia where there's still some leaves on the trees, the sun still shines, and there are less people down the road from me here on Capitol Hill. I'll appreciate that. Every place got their problems, and I love it here in D.C. Family all over the place, but yeah, it's nice to be here. You know, maybe I'll run for president. I encouraged you to do it a couple of days ago, Shep, but maybe I'll do it myself.
This works for me. So as long as I can be your VP or a Secretary of State, and if I die, they don't go R.I.P. Bozo. Let's put it that way.
R.I.P. Bozo. Are you talking about Henry Kissinger?
Yeah, I thought that was a little out of touch and insensitive by most people. But I guarantee you, if I was Secretary of State, that would not be my calling when I pass away.
Yeah, we know. Somebody's called you a bozo before?
Well, no. And if I die, I mean, if that's going to be trending when I die, like, don't sign me up for any political office, please.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't know what's going on. You'd be dead.
Yeah, I know. And I make 100, so I might sign up for that, actually.
Yeah, well, the way you eat all these plants, you might make 200. So let's keep on eating the plants, man.
Thank you, JR.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Oh, I was just going to say thank you for having so much faith. No, that's all I got. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, now that we got the positivity out the way, let's get the negativity out the way to start the show. What a day that it's been. I had to take a deep sigh for that one. What an ugly situation in Texas. No, it has nothing to do with the Dallas Cowboys. I'm talking about Von Miller. I'm talking about the Buffalo Bill. I'm talking about the dude that got a 6-year contract for $120 million, tore his ACL, and has come back, and now the worst of the worst has happened. You know what? I'm not even going to say it out of my own mouth. I want you to hear it. From WKBW-TV out in Buffalo. I love Western New York, by the way. Their news reporters are even cool. Listen to some not cool news from earlier this afternoon.
This is breaking right now. Police in Dallas, Texas have an arrest warrant out for Buffalo Bills star Von Miller. Michael Schwartz here with breaking details about allegations of domestic violence, Michael.
Yeah, and I just got off the phone with Dallas police. The police department tells me an arrest warrant has been issued for 34-year-old Vonnie Miller for assaulting a pregnant person after a verbal argument yesterday morning. Police say Miller left the scene before officers arrived. The victim had minor injuries.
What? And as of that news flash, Von Miller, he's turned himself in. He has. The man is coming back from that ACL tear. He's played 2 games so far this season. He has 0 sacks. And I mean, damn. A pregnant person, like, it's enough, like, it's enough to put your, allegedly, put your hands on a woman. Pregnant? Oh, my God. I don't know where to start or end. If this is true, and the police say that there were markings, you never know the reason why. I'm not going to go ahead and just slap Von Miller with the guilty here. But if the accusations are true, despicable. He should have his contract voided. For a dude who's, I mean, if he stopped playing today, his stats would tell you that he's a Hall of Famer. And if this is true, he needs to be put away. Ain't no way around that. And Von Miller isn't the only bad news. That was the news today. I mean, dating back to Thanksgiving, if this wasn't enough, like Josh Giddey, Oklahoma City Thunder. He's 21 years old. The rumors started to percolate and pop last week that at one point, yeah, Josh Giddey, he's been in the league now for 3 seasons, and if he's 21, do the math, he came over at 18 years old, that at some point in time, and we don't know the details, that he allegedly was hanging out with a teenager, an underage young lady. And Josh Giddey ain't talking about it. Coach of the Thunder ain't talking about it. He was booed on the road in Minnesota the other day every time he touched the ball. And police, it's not just the NBA investigating. The police in Orange County, because allegedly that's where Josh Giddey was hanging out, or he hangs out in the offseason, the police are looking into this. This is courtesy of ABC7.
Newport Beach police investigating NBA player Josh Giddey over allegations he had a relationship with a minor.
Details about the alleged relationship surfaced last week after someone posted on social media saying the girl seen in videos and photos with Giddey was a high school junior at the time. The 21-year-old Oklahoma City Thunder guard is still playing despite also being investigated by the NBA. Giddey had no comment when questioned about the allegation last Friday. His coach also declined to comment.
Yo, what's going on here, man? Okay, and maybe Josh Giddey was 18 and she was 15. I don't know, but if he's over 18 and she's under, man, that's a no-go. That's illegal. You can't do that. Josh Giddey's going to be back on his way or be on his way to Australia. He can't do that. Oh, no, they'd lock him up here. What a wild world. And ain't no news clip on this because it's this ain't news unless you live in Pittsburgh. Shep, did you hear the story about Ryan Shazier?
No, him?
Let me tell you this. We know the story. The man lost all feeling in his lower extremities. He's out of the league. He had to learn how to walk. He got married to his wife, I want to say 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. This woman was with him when he was temporarily paralyzed. This woman went on social media a couple of days ago and basically shared text messages between Ryan, alleged text messages between Ryan Shazier and a mistress. And it's just like, she deleted the messages. Ryan Shazier let the world know that, hey, by the way, we're not living together. We're separated. We're not here. And it's kind of messy. People are saying, wow, man, Ryan Shazier, your girlfriend, now wife, was with you when you were paralyzed. And now you can walk again and you're cheating on her. It's like, whoa, that's some Maury Povich type stuff there. And he says, we're not together. The mistress, man, the internet's a wild place. Ryan Shazier was allegedly sending her books to help her enhance her performance for them together, I assume. And it's a wild world. So when you look at professional athletes, and I know a lot of people will look at, oh, here we go, athletes always behaving badly, athletes doing terrible things. Athletes are human beings too, man. I mean, there are people listening to me right now who've done some terrible things. I hope you haven't. And yeah, we're all human. We make mistakes. But listen, as we get more of these terrible stories that come out, It's not just Von Miller or Josh Giddey or Ryan Chase. Somebody listening to me is cheating on their wife. Sorry. Somebody is, though. Or their husband. Just don't stereotype the athletes. Like, don't put them in the bucket of, look at these athletes. They got all this money. They're cheaters. Look at these athletes. They beat up on their wives and girlfriends. Oh, look at these athletes. They're sexual deviants. Let's not categorize them. There are a lot of great athletes who do a lot of amazing things. I know a lot of them. And you don't always hear about them. Everything's positive things don't necessarily get highlighted all the time. Like my main man, Alex Singleton, the linebacker for the Broncos. Alex is amazing in the community. My main man, Dalton Risner. My main man, Mac Hollins. There's so many great athletes who do amazing things. Kelvin Beecham, helping people in education. When people do terrible things to the community and when they're a danger to the community, we hear about them. And so, yeah, if Von Miller put hands on a pregnant woman, a la his partner, she pay the consequences. If Josh Giddey was hanging out or having an inappropriate relationship with a minor, he should pay the consequences. And Ryan Shazier, well, listen, man, he was paralyzed and he walked again, and now he's cheating on his wife, allegedly. Well, I don't know. Maybe he feels he's been punished enough. I have no idea. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are just getting started. We are just getting warmed up. I'm coming to you live from Washington, D.C. I told you I'm going to be here for the next, I don't know, 3 hours and 45 minutes. The third quarter is underway out in Dallas, and the Seahawks still lead the Cowboys 21-20. I'll keep you up to date on that game. We'll get into Angel Reese and her return. We'll talk about Bronny James. We'll take a look at Patrick Mahomes finally going up to Lambeau Field. And you know what? Since we had to start the show off with some terrible news, let's take a break, come back, and I'm going to share with you the man who was named Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year. I'm still trying to understand why. I think I know. I'll tell you who it is, and I'll tell you the reasons, I think. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right when we went to break, Seattle Seahawks put another score up on the board. Geno Smith with a 5-yard rush. The Seattle Seahawks now lead the Dallas Cowboys 28-20. About 8 minutes left in the third quarter. We'll keep you up to date on that game as it continues on. Unfortunately, I had to open up the show and share with you just some of the bad news that's come through the pipe over the past, I don't even say 24 hours, let's just say today. Von Miller having to turn himself into the police, allegedly assaulting his pregnant partner. We know Josh Giddey has been in the news for the past week over an alleged inappropriate relationship with a minor. Ryan Shazier, former NFL linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's been in the news for allegedly cheating on his wife. Now he says we're separated. It's just wild. And so let's just bring us to earth for a minute and recognize what I guess you could consider to be a little bit of positivity. Let's go to Boulder, Colorado. Let's check in with Deion Sanders. Because today it was revealed that Deion Sanders has been named the Sports Illustrated 2023 Sports Person of the Year. And you might say, why is Deion Sanders the 20. Oh, excuse me. Shep, what year are we in? Are we in 20? We're still in 23, right? Not 24 yet?
It's almost 2024. Still 2023, correct. 30 days left.
Oh, man. Okay, anyway. They gave this award to Deion Sanders. They did a whole interview with Deion. And before we break it down as to why he was named Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year, let's go ahead and listen to Deion about receiving the honor.
First of all, it's awesome because it's unexpected, especially with the way our season is right now. But you recognize impact. You recognize momentum.
China will go this way more.
You recognize change. You recognize culture. You recognize significance. You recognize so many different attributes that we possess. And I'm thankful to be in this position.
Heartwarming. As I look up the description on Sports Illustrated's own page, Deion Sanders has been named Sports Illustrated's 2023 Sports Person of the Year. In less than a year, Coach Prime has not only rebuilt the Colorado football program, he's breathed life into the campus and transformed a community. And as I take a look at that, I say to myself, has he? I know. I mean, it's a hell of a turnaround when you win four games and you only won one last season. I mean, yeah. And we know Deion Sanders has an electric personality, yeah. We know that he turned the whole damn program around, basically told all the old recruits that they would be getting the boot, and they did. His son got a broken back. But there was a lot of hype at the beginning of the season after they beat TCU. And then they basically started to fall off of a cliff. And so when I think about Sports Person of the Year, I'm thinking about like success. I'm thinking about impact. And yeah, he had early success. They're moving in a good direction, but this is like another example of Deion's personality shining, and that's what makes him special. But are there not other individuals who deserve Sports Person of the Year? I mean, this is Sports Illustrated. This is not like they're sitting around having a public vote for the world to decide. Have there not been other influential athletes who've contributed in a more positive way than Deion Sanders? And maybe I'm missing something here. But has the impact in Boulder outside of, let's have a couple extra TV cameras come through, is it that big of an impact? I don't think so. Shep, what do you think about this man being named Sports Person of the Year?
Just imagine if he won five games. JR, I mean,
they carve his face into the side of a mountain up there.
This is a bad look. If I'm being honest with you, JR, I think you're being very fair in your delivery and your tone when it comes to the handing out and selection of Deion Sanders being Sports Illustrated Person of the Year. I think this is an absolute joke. I think this is Sports Illustrated trying to be trendy. I think this is them trying to make a headline. This is them trying to get buzz. In no world is Deion Sanders the most influential. Why? Because he's an all-time great cornerback who went to Colorado and had a little bit of success at the beginning of the season, and certainly merchandise and ticket and gate sales and all that absolutely incrementally exploded because of him in the first few weeks. We get all that. But the guy is one of the most irrelevant coaches when it comes to what they have done all season, if you look at the totality of 2023. And we have Nikola Jokic, a guy who led the NBA playoffs in points, rebounds, assists. JR, the guy was drafted during a freaking Taco Bell commercial, and he's an NBA champion without a single All-Star in 2023, and this guy gets no love? And JR, there's 1,000 other examples I can give. Nikola Jokic happens to be one of them. What about Novak Djokovic, 36 years old, getting to all four major tennis finals, and by the way, got to a fifth set of Wimbledon. If he wins that, he's the only person in the open era to ever win the modern-day Grand Slam. Like, there's so many other guys who are worthy of this. Like, JR, you talked about him last night, Mr. Invincible. What about LeBron James in year 20, because he was the majority of his year 20 in 2023, breaking Kareem's record, and oh, by the way, when he was breaking his record, still looked like a top 10 player in the world. How does Deion Sanders get this award over those guys?
Coach Prime is taking Colorado to new heights. With a complete overhaul of the football program in a short period of time, the Prime Effect has swept across the country, with Boulder being the epicenter of the sports world. That's what it is.
They were for a couple weeks when they also invited everybody there, whether it was First Take, whether it was Undisputed, NFL Network. Deion Sanders has connections, so he invited all those guys there, and he delivered. I'll give him that. But last time I checked, they had some bad losses too, JR. Like, you can't lose to Stanford in the fashion they did and be Sports Person of the Year on that game alone.
It's Sports Illustrated is saying that it goes beyond that. The Prime Effect is mostly related to the University of Colorado. First-year applications up 26%. Black or African-American applications up 80%. Non-resident applications, people outside of Colorado, up 30%. International applications up 39% from 97 countries, including 16 countries that had zero applicants last year. And sure, all of that doesn't have to deal with Deion Sanders, obviously. But they look at the September sales at the school's team store, merchandise, as you mentioned. They said that was up 2,000%, and every home game was sold out for the first time in school history. They're looking at the dollars and the cents.
Wow. JR, I mean, Steph Curry won it the year before Deion. Tom Brady won it the year before Steph. Mahomes won it the year before him, and then LeBron James. All of those guys were finals or Super Bowl MVP award winners. You can't change the description and the goalpost because you like Deion Sanders. And that's what it feels like Sports Illustrated did, because it doesn't align with any selection they have had in recent memory.
Touche.
Thank you.
I think there's something a little bit more to take a look at here. We're having this conversation because it's Deion Sanders. I don't know if it's as much that the award is coming from Sports Illustrated.
Right, JR.
Because hold on.
Yeah, sorry.
The relevancy of Sports Illustrated, is it relevant? Is Sports Illustrated relevant? I mean, it's saying I'm not going to the magazine shop. I'm not going to the candy store to pick up a Sports Illustrated. There ain't no cards out of there. There's not a pack of bubble gum. I'm not sitting around flipping through the pages because it's the only thing that I got in my bedroom right now. Like, it's Sports Illustrated. Who cares? I mean, who's running Sports Illustrated? A venture capital firm? Sports Illustrated has no juice. As you sat there and named all of the former, the more recent sports people of the year, come on, man. I know half the, well, I know, of course, I know every name that you mentioned, but it's not like it's the MVP award.
Right.
Hey, look, who cares about Sports Illustrated? Do you care? Do you read it?
Not in the same way that I used to. You know, when obviously like a guy like Rick Riley was writing for them, or like a Frank DeFord. But JR, and I apologize for cutting you off there, but I
can't tell you the last time I read an article in
Sports Illustrated. Where they really missed the boat is what he did at Jackson State.
They should have did that last year.
Correct. Yeah. It's when they were, I think they were 12-1 or 11-1, something like that, and then they lost the last game of the season. It's what he did with his profile, his reputation, his platform, his cachet, and the attention he brought to Jackson State. That's a lot more heroic than what he did going to Colorado, where he goes 4-8 and loses what?
Six games.
Right. And 1-9. Correct. 1-7. In his last 8 games, like, the time to give this award to Deion Sanders, a guy with his historical greatness as a player, going to a small school and completely revitalizing not just Jackson State, but HBCU football programs, the time to give him that award was 2022. This is just beyond head-scratching to me, JR.
Well, the last time, did you see the article? They said a Sports Illustrated had AI, I can't say AI humans.
Right.
They had articles written by computers.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
This award seems like it was voted on by a robot that would somehow If they want to create noise and buzz for giving this award and create controversy and make this polarizing, they did that. Congratulations. But Deion Sanders is nowhere near close to should be the Sports Illustrated Person of the Year, going 4-8, losing one of your last eight. Come on.
Here we go. Sports Illustrated published articles by fake AI-generated writers. Sports Illustrated's use of AI infuriates a staff already in turmoil. Sports Illustrated accused of publishing AI-written articles. So if you wanted to find some type of legitimacy in Deion Sanders being named Sports Person of the Year, I mean, there you have it. I mean, this is an entity that is utilizing robots to go out and, write articles. Oh, and it's owned by Authentic Sports Group, which pretty much owns a lot of crap here in the country, a lot of names.
This is a
Shaq
shame.
Is involved in
right,
that.
This is a shame because I think a lot of people have their opinions about ESPN. A lot of people have their takes on sports talk radio being Mr. Hot Take and Ms. Hot Take, and I get all that. Sports Illustrated seems to me, JR, to be the beacon of print journalism. It still seems to be that one thing that we all look at and say they're not in this for clicks and ratings. They're in this for top-notch, upper echelon type of journalism, specifically covering the medium and not looking to do grandiose gestures. They crossed the line in 2023. And I'm personally never going to look at Sports Illustrated the same for trying to make these news and these buzz for Deion Sanders, when you and I both know in no way, shape, or form did Deion have an imprint like the other people we mentioned in the previous segment.
Yeah, well, I ain't looking at Sports Illustrated in a long time. I'm ahead of you. Hey, Marco Belletti, when's the last time you really in depth looked at something produced by Sports Illustrated?
15, 20 years ago, maybe. It's been a long time. I mean, look, I did. I used to have a subscription. I used to get it, and I used to read through it.
25 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Every week, and you would read it, and you would enjoy it. It's not the same. And for this, and the reason why you and I and everybody else talking about it, that we're not reading it anymore and we haven't flipped through it, well, because of obviously the day and age that we're living in, but you can also get it online. We don't even look for it there as much because of what they lost, which is why they named Deion Sanders, because we're talking about it. Maybe it gets 4 or 5 people, they're hoping for a lot more than that, but it's just the idea of getting more bodies to either click on their website or possibly actually buy the physical magazine. That's all they wanted to do. They're drowning. They're trying to get anybody to talk about them.
Yeah, well, it worked for a day, but listen, man, in another 3 days, ain't nobody thinking about Sports Illustrated.
Well, that's the thing. You sell your soul. You got to hope for a long plan. They're drowning so much that they're willing to try anything. That's what this feels like.
Listen, man, I could think about a million sports, what would you call them, media companies. Mm-hmm. I don't got no Sports Illustrated app on my phone. I wonder if they have one. I don't even know if they have an app. I don't know what they produce. I don't know anybody. Maybe I do. I don't know anybody off the top of my head that I know that works over there. Do y'all know anybody that works for them?
Well, Maggie Gray, she used to do a lot of... Yeah, used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, about,
right.
What, 10 years ago?
Doesn't Robin Lundberg still do something with them?
I don't know.
And JR, you probably know this, Marco.
That's the point.
But Marco, you remember Robin here. JR, you probably remember him here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so great dude.
Right. Robin was doing weekends here a few years ago.
Lundberg?
Robin Lundberg, yeah. And he was at ESPN New York a while ago as well. He's the main guy that I think does their interviews now. And they used to get huge names. Like Maggie, when she was doing weekends here, she used to talk about interviewing LeBron James because she was afforded that access for having worked for Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, well, them days about to be over.
You might be right.
But what 11-year-old is sitting around going, I'm going to check out ESPN, Bleacher Report, CBS, and then I'm going to go over to Sports Illustrated.
But we're all around the same age. 20, 25 years ago, was there a more reputable sports publication?
Well, that's the point.
Than Sports Illustrated? Was there any?
That's the point.
Right.
It doesn't matter anymore to a kid.
And
days are over.
Yeah, it's adapt or die. And unfortunately, they didn't adapt, and they're dying. And now they're trying to make any kind of noise that they can make. I mean, I used to read sporting news, too. Does that even exist anymore?
Right. Ooh,
I don't even know, right?
Yeah, I don't
There's
know.
A lot of things we did as kids. I played Nintendo when I was a kid, too.
Right.
I mean, there's things that it changes, and you either got to adapt with it or you're going to suffer. They didn't adapt well enough, and it's a shame, but now they've suffered, and you can't do stuff like this on a Hail Mary and think it's going to work.
Yeah, there have been brands that produced physical publications, mostly I can think of in music. And to certain degrees, yeah, every physical publication has suffered. If I got to take a look at an Essence, Essence is a brand. It's not going anywhere. If I have to think about like a Vibe magazine might as well be as relevant. I used to work at Vibe magazine. It's about as relevant today as maybe, I don't know, Sports Illustrated. There's certain brands that have stuck around, and Sports Illustrated is just lingering.
Why has the New York Times continuously done so well? I know, granted,
digital and embracing, a proper embracing of digital. You know, people can crap on the Times if however you feel about it, but the fact is it is easy to use. They've been able to translate all of their content into digital. It's quality, regardless whether you like the content or not. It's high quality, and they've embraced technology. They didn't just say, hey, we're a newspaper. We're going to force newspapers down people's throats. I mean, it's still ridiculous that newspapers, I could tell you the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, if I want to read an article on the Falcons, they're like, hey, give me a quarter. And I'm like, who the hell is going into their wallet or they're getting their debit card to plop down 25 cents to read art? That's like, it's done. You got to find another way to make money. It's kind of sad, but it's what Marco said, man. If you don't pop, then you get left behind. It's it.
I remember one of the great sports columnists, and I don't know if he's still active, and this is on me for not knowing, but Terrence Moore? Does that name sound familiar to you guys?
No.
Okay. He was this great columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. So I'd be curious to see where he is these days. I don't know how many Atlanta people still read him. I know he was with the Mitch Albums of the world, the Mike Lupicas, the Mike Wilbons. Like he's one of the all-time great sports writers. I don't know if he's still with them or not, because I'm curious if Falcons, he still creates a buzz in Atlanta.
Falcons fans, they're on Instagram.
Okay.
They're getting their news off of IG.
Gotcha.
You know, they're getting it from the TV people who are on TV, their information on Instagram. It's a different world. I mean, the people who get the news on the AJC, it's articles popping up on Twitter, and the information just gets disseminated online. Like, you don't catch up, you get left behind. It don't matter who you are. Hey, congratulations, Deion Sanders, Sports Person of the Year. I don't know who the hell will be Sports Person of the Year next year. The Sports Illustrated may not exist. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, we got more good news. LeBron James' kid, he's looking healthy. I'll explain.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to thank you for the sports entertainment that you provide for all of us who call your show and listen to your radio show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're at the end of the third quarter right now. The Seattle Seahawks, they lead the Dallas Cowboys 28-27. Every time I feel like I come back from break, somebody has scored. The Dallas Cowboys are now trying to play catch-up. Tony Pollard with a 6-yard rush with about 4 minutes left in the third to put that score up on the board. And the Dallas Cowboys are now down 1 point as we head into the fourth quarter. Keep you up to date on that game as it continues on, as we do. But let me fill you in on this. This is some more good news. I thought Deion Sanders being named Sports Person of the Year was good news. He's done some good things, but they're better. This is good news. Bronny James, son of LeBron James Jr., we know that he suffered a cardiac arrest back in the summertime. July 24th. During practice, he went down. We now have found out that this was, unfortunately, a congenital a heart issue, ran in his family, and we got some good news today. And I want you to take a listen to this, courtesy of CBS Sports.
We've got breaking news out of college hoops where USC freshman Bronny James has been cleared to make a full return to basketball activities. The son of LeBron James has been sidelined since going into cardiac arrest at a Trojans practice in late July. Now, Bronny is expected to return to practice next week with a return to games soon after that. Our friends at 24/7 Sports had James ranked as the 28th overall player in the class of 2023. He was part of a Trojans class that ranked third nationally.
Yeah, man, it's good to hear that he's fine. I know it was such a dream of LeBron's, and why wouldn't it be? His son is trying to follow his passion, something that he learned and picked up from his dad, and he wants to play in the league. Well, it's kind of a big roadblock. The Trojans, his team, they've already played 7 games. They're 5-7 right now. They play Gonzaga on Saturday in Las Vegas. And Bronny James is going to be practicing maybe as soon as next week. And so before the end of this year is up, we might see him in some limited action, you know, out there on the court. I don't know what this means for his draft status. I assume that he'll spend this year in college and probably next year as well. When your dad is a billionaire, we know that there is no financial incentive or thought to finances for Bronny James outside of, what can I automatically put in my own pocket? But it's not like they need to go out there and make some money to save the family, as the Seattle Seahawks have scored again. DK Metcalf just caught a pass from Geno Smith, 3 yards. Seattle leads 35-27. They just got underway here in the fourth quarter, and the Dallas Cowboys are still playing catch up. They really got to put a point up on the board. They got to put a score up on the board and a 2-point conversion if they want to go out there and tie this one up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk about the Seattle Seahawks and the Cowboys. And when this game concludes, they got about 14 minutes left. I'm sure at this rate, we're going to see some more scoring. And when we come back on the other side of the break, I want to talk about some other games. This is the start of a new NFL week. There's a couple of games I'm looking forward to. I want to see Kansas City in Green Bay. I want to see Philadelphia, San Francisco. Talk about those games. Get in some Monday night football action, too, and Thursday night football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first 3 deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com and save 40% site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.